Wildlife officials are bracing for a busy bear season this spring and summer. That's because bears are coming out of hibernation even more desperate for something to eat than normal. Wild food was scarce last year. When it comes to keeping bears at bay, there are easy steps to follow. But as NHPR's Brita Green reports from the North Country, not everyone cares to follow officials' advice.
New Hampshire Fish and Game has the same message every spring. Bring in your bird feeders. Get your chickens inside an electric fence or bear-proof enclosure, and please secure your trash. But the department's been running into a very human problem.
You can only educate those that want to be educated. Then you're dealing with the rest of the folks out there that just aren't listening.
This is Andy Timmons. He's New Hampshire's top bear official. He's got a big spreadsheet of all the bear-related calls that come in. Want to know how many bears have gotten into dumpsters in Conway or people's blueberry bushes in Grafton County? He can look it up. On average, he says, Fish and Game gets roughly the same number of calls each season. That's actually a success story, given that New Hampshire's bear population has risen over time.
What's more discouraging is if you look at the attractant that was involved, about 38% of the time it's garbage, 25% of the time it's bird feeders, and the remainder is chicken coops.
Garbage, bird feeders, chicken coops. It's these same preventable issues year after year. And to Timmons, that's a clear sign he's hitting a wall in terms of getting people to care. The concern is bears learning to look for human-related food, getting comfortable around people. That can be dangerous. It can lead to the animals becoming a persistent presence in neighborhoods or getting into homes. Ultimately, this is the kind of behavior that leads to bears getting shot. So what to do? One solution is to force people to care. That's what a handful of North Country communities have done. Specifically, they're enacting fines for people who leave trash accessible to bears, since garbage is the biggest problem. Littleton is the latest town to do this.
Here's an example of one of the dumpster issues.
This is Milt Brotz, Littleton's health officer. He's showing me photos of a big metal dumpster. Trash is overflowing its open top, and bags of garbage sit haphazardly on the ground around it.
And I sent the notice. And then I called them late July, and I said, you've got a dumpster here that's being ransacked consistently by this mama bear and one of her cubs.
Littleton is one of the hot spots on Timmons' spreadsheet for bear activity in New Hampshire. Now, under an ordinance passed last year, people whose trash is contributing to the problem here face fines of up to $100. So far, Brott says, it's been a success. The town has a busy Main Street, particularly in the summer months. One of the restaurants right on the main drag is Topic of the Town. They serve eggs, sandwiches, burgers, your typical diner food. In line with the new rules, their trash hauler replaced the plastic lid on their dumpster with one reinforced with metal to stop bears from clawing their way in. Waitress Mimi Negron says it's not really her job to take out the trash.
But recently I took it out and I was like, my God, that's so heavy.
Other than that extra lift, she says, she can't say the new rules are a hassle. Still, she questions whether they'll really make a difference in terms of bears coming into town.
I think they just make their way anyway. I mean, people leave their trash up all the time.
The company that replaced the lid on her dumpster is called Whiting's Rubbish Removal. It's a local waste hauler. Since Whiting's supplies dumpsters to their customers, it's now their job to make sure all those containers are technically bear-proof. Daryl Yergel runs the business, and he says it's been a scramble.
We've been just in a dead run.
Those new lids he's putting on the dumpsters, he's making them by hand in his shop. It's expensive and time-consuming, he says. And he thinks a real regulatory solution to all the bear complaints would be broader, including bird feeders and chicken coops, and it'd be regional, not just town by town.
There is no simple answer, and you can keep making rules, but until the animals start obeying them, you're just putting the pressure on everybody else for the animals' habits.
Timmons, Fish and Game's bear expert, says he'd love to see a statewide policy requiring bear-proof trash containers, but that's a ways off, even in the best-case scenario. For now, he knows the bear calls will start pouring in as the season heats up in the coming months. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.